The Black Bears will take on Cornell down in Springfield, 5:30. The game gets underway tomorrow night. Bruce had a chance to catch up yesterday with head coach Ben Barr right after the Black Bears headed out for their showdown with Cornell.
Bruce here with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr as they get ready to leave today, Tuesday, for Springfield, Massachusetts for the first round regional of the NCAA hockey playoffs. Boy, that sounds good to say.
Yeah, it's credit to the players for, you know, having a body of work this year during the regular season to get this opportunity.
It sure is, and I've been watching a lot of the hockey this past several days. You see, these teams got 13, 14, 15 draft picks, whatever they have on them, and you're going toe to toe with them against BU on Friday. People can look at that 4-1 score, but 5-on-5, Maine was, I think, the better team. Had some bad luck with some penalties and an empty netter. I mean, you were right in that game.
Yeah, I thought the guys, they played extremely hard. Every breakdown ended up in the back of our net, and that's this time of year. That's what happens, and it was disappointing to not get the job done. And I thought our intensity and I thought we had a lot of really good looks. That their kid made a lot of saves, but it was at the end of the day. You win or you lose, and the stats and the shots and whatever, it doesn't matter at this time. You need everyone to be at their best. And, some of those breakdowns, really hurt us. And we got to capitalize when we have our chances.
Well, I would think, though, however, playing at the TD Garden in front of a big crowd, obviously there were a lot of Maine fans there, has got to be good going into this weekend, because really, other than you who have been to more than one regional and to have been on a national championship squad, and Alfie Michaud, who's won a national championship as a player here, nobody else has been there. So there's probably nothing you can really tell them about that is as important as having maybe been at the Garden for that game?
Yeah, I think we'll definitely take some, that experience with us, because that was a crazier environment than we'll probably see at the regional, That's kind of one of those, that's like a Frozen Four type environment in an NHL rink. And I think playing in that, in that kind of a stage will help us hopefully going forward here to just to keep our composure. And because this is going to be no different than that. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Maine people. It's nice that we're out east, obviously. So, hopefully we can get, Black Bear Nation down there. And we'll definitely take some good experience with it, and now it'd be nice if the experience ended up in a win.
Yeah, now you're facing Cornell out of the ECAC. They looked good in their 3-1 win over St. Lawrence, sort of the way St. Lawrence looked great in their win over Quinnipiac. So it was hard to, when you only see a team once and see them on TV. Fairly good size. They like to come down the middle. Very good game, a very good transition team. I would think, though, you match up well with them.
I think they're a tough matchup for anybody. They always are. When I played at RPI 20 years ago, they were running the league 25 years ago. And, obviously Quinnipiac and them have kind of been the two teams that, the last 20 years here have been, the top of that league. And it's no different this year. They're always built the same way. Their identity is they're big, strong, heavy. And that's why they're always there at the end of the day. They're always in the tournament, it seems like. Yeah. They're always, a top 10 team. They know what they are. They're Coach Schaefer and his staff do a phenomenal job, and it'll be a really good test for us.
You talked about how hot the goaltending was for BU. Garon was, he was on it. I mean, he was really good. Sometimes that leads to frustration, but it seemed to me that Maine kept its cool. The kids didn't get rattled by that. They kept coming back. That has to bode well, I think, if you agree, that has to bode well for the future.
Yeah, I thought our guys were ready to go, and the nice thing is I thought they wanted to, step into the moment rather than look around and, you know, wow, this is cool. There's a lot of people, like, you know, and when you don't have those experiences, sometimes you're always, you know, you always have to, you know, to guard for that. But I thought they were focused, and, you know, we'll take some positives from it. And, you know, I don't think there was ever a time in that game where we were, where we came off of our game. We just were playing a really good team, and every time we took a penalty, it ended up in the back of our net. And, you know, our breakdowns ended up in scoring chances for them. So did their breakdowns for us, but we just didn't capitalize.
You got Hockey East has 4 of the 16 teams. If we went solely on pairwise, they might have even had another one. I know how the tournament is set up. That gives you some familiarity, which is a good thing. I mean, Cornell, obviously, you haven't played this year. I can't remember the last time we played, maybe that tournament in Florida a couple of years back. Is that helpful or is that not so helpful? I mean, you know how good BU and BC are. You know that UMass is a really good team. You've played them in 3 very close games. Do you feel like that the East is really loaded, or do you think it's just that we just see more of the Eastern teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's good at this time of year. Like, you know, I don't think any of those Western teams, you know, Denver's in our regional, I don't think they're coming out going, oh, we can't, you know. They're obviously a powerhouse every year, as is, you know, North Dakota, and you go on and on. So Michigan State's having a great year, Michigan. So, you know, I think our league prepares us to play really good hockey. And so, you know, going into the NCAA tournament, I don't think we're sitting here going, well, you know, now the level of competition goes up. It's like that every night in our league. So that's why Hockey East is such a great league, just because, you know, we see that. We see a top 20 team almost every night. And, but there's other leagues that can say the same thing. So it's
19 games against ranked teams.
Yeah. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, you got to go out and execute, and you have to go out and be mentally focused. And that's at this time of year. That's everyone all the time, everywhere, because 5 bad minutes, your season's over, you know. And but what a great opportunity, and I'm excited to see, you know, what the guys can do. And, you know, they've earned this opportunity.
Well, Black Bear Nation, the ones who could get tickets will be there. I know I'm going. And talk to a lot of other people who are. It's been a remarkable season, and I hope that I'm back here next Tuesday to talk to you about another upcoming game.
Hope so, too.
Thanks, Coach.
That's a Bruce with Maine Hockey's Ben Barr on the verge of the playoffs tomorrow night. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.